Task 38. You are going to hear a radio weather forecast. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the table below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete the notes 1 to 7 by writing a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the sentences now.
And now, with a look at the weather, here's Darren Bett.
Thanks very much indeed, David. Good afternoon. It's been a busy weekend with strong winds and some wintry weather. The week ahead eventually turning a good deal quieter. For the details, though, for the rest of today and tonight, I'll begin in Scotland, where many places have had some snow this morning. It's just hanging on across the far north of Scotland, but should soon clear the mainland. The rain following will clear eastern areas of Scotland, and then most parts will see some sunshine and some squally showers. Those showers, though, turning increasingly wintry and driven on by a strong to gale force southwesterly wind. Temperatures should recover steadily to around 8 Celsius in Glasgow, even 6 Celsius in Aberdeen after a cold morning, and it brings with it the thawing of some snow and the risk of localised flooding. Tonight across Scotland it will stay windy. There'll be some further wintry showers, some rain, sleet and snow returning to the northern part of the mainland, gusts of 60 miles an hour, even higher across the Western Isles, and sheltered eastern parts of Scotland run the risk of a touch of frost and icy patches. Now, across Northern Ireland, we've seen the winds picking up here as well, some gales blowing in, some squally showers, quite heavy with hail and thunder. Temperatures in Belfast up to 8 Celsius, but feeling colder in the wind. There'll be some more showers tonight across Northern Ireland, wintry over the hills, and it will stay windy. If anything, the wind strengthening to severe gale force across the far north, and lowest temperature 2 Celsius. Now into England and Wales, and for southeast England and East Anglia, it should be largely dry this afternoon, but rather cloudy, some rain arriving towards evening time. Elsewhere across the rest of England, together with Wales, we'll see some showers or longer spells of rain before it eventually turns brighter and a little drier with some sunshine later this afternoon. It will be windy though for England and Wales, southwesterly winds gusting 50 miles an hour, possibly 60 miles an hour in exposed parts of Wales, and temperatures of 9 Celsius in Newcastle, 12 in London, but feeling colder in the wind. Tonight across England and Wales it'll turn less windy, there'll be some cloud and rain in the south, showers elsewhere, but frost free. The week ahead, northern Britain will start wet and windy, but turn quieter with some sunshine, but cloud and rain in the south.